Residents of a small artists community on the Oakland waterfront are considering their futures as the city prepares a massive new development nearby. Kyungjin Lee has the story.
I call this my headstone. You know, this is an 1897 motor, General Electric motor that I put on a piece of granite.
Robert Schultz has had his studio on the Brooklyn Basin area of the Oakland estuary since the late 70s. It's filled with ancient cars and a variety of rusted metal objects and other artifacts. When he bought the place, Schultz says,
this was literally a junkyard.
He says his block, on a dead-end street off the Embarcadero, has always attracted what he calls the creatively inclined.
People gravitated to here because even in those days, in the 50s, it was kind of the end of the road.
Brooklyn Basin is at the center of a $1.5 billion development plan. The project includes high-rise apartment buildings along with commercial and office space, a marina, and a new waterfront park. Schultz says that while the community fended off earlier development plans, he thinks things are different now.
We're just art types down here, and we can fight as hard as we want with sticks and stones, but they've got the big guns.
Some residents say the new development faces some challenges, like getting thousands of new residents in and out of this patch of waterfront.
You know, you can't move the water, you can't move the train tracks. It can be tough to fit everybody in between.
That's Zach Parks, a musician. He recently rented a cottage here and says he felt at home as soon as he moved in.
It's as pure down here as it gets. This place really hasn't been changed and altered and really, I think, still embodies a lot of the tradition of what makes Oakland, Oakland.
Developers say they value the uniqueness of the artist colony and plans to preserve the community. The project will take up to a decade to complete, with the first buildings going up in 2015. For KQED News, I'm Kyungjin Lee.